Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, I think there are still several important lessons that we need to draw from this statement by the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4:16, where he tells us, "At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them." Heart-wrenching to think about the Apostle Paul in Rome facing Roman trial, Roman hostility, the Roman legal system stacked against him, and determined to execute him. And in that hour of great need, that not a single Christian was willing to publicly stand with him. Sad, 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 yes. And shame, 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 yes. And we can learn from this. So thank you for joining me on this Thursday, October 6, and many, many thanks to those whose financial gifts keep this Bible teaching ministry on this and other stations. Well, I suppose the first thing I learned from this account is just a reminder to myself, stand by the people who are standing for the truth of God. That's what we need to do. That's what we ought to do. And God, help us when we don't. God, forgive us when we don't. As Paul asked God to forgive those who didn't in his case, may it not be charged against them, he said. But God, help us when we don't. We may not have to face the persecution of Rome and the real possibility of being thrown in jail and executed ourselves simply by standing with some of the people of God, but many times there is persecution, there is hostility, there is scorn, there is mocking, there is hostility when we take our stand with the people of God. Sometimes God's messengers, God's children, leaders of the Christian faith, really lay it on the line and they suffer persecution in very obvious ways. All of us, I'm sure, have seen times when some faithful preacher of God's Word was called upon to take a public stand for righteousness in his community, and oh, how the community came down upon him. How the local newspapers came down upon him. How local politicians came down upon him. How many of the apostate churches in the community came down upon him. But he's standing for God, standing for truth, standing for the Bible. God bless him. But what's really disappointing is when so many of God's people don't want to stand with him. They don't want to be identified with him in this hour of his public scorning. And so he ends up standing virtually alone. Just like Paul, "At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them." Don't be guilty of deserting the people of God. Remember Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness? He was leading them now to the border of the promised land. Moses himself would not be allowed to go into the promised land. He would have to turn that privilege over to Joshua, his faithful assistant. And Moses, because of his disobedience and his dishonoring of God earlier on, is going to be called into the presence of the Lord without the privilege of taking God's people in. But They're on the verge of crossing the Jordan and going over. And 2.5 of the tribes say, we would like to settle down on the east side of Jordan and let that be our possession. And then the rest, the other 9.5 tribes, can cross the Jordan and go into the land of Canaan and find their possession over there. And that created a little interest, to be sure. And at first, Moses said, no, no way. Because you have to have a part in conquering Canaan. God is giving you the promised land, but you have got to fight for it. Isn't that interesting? Some very important lessons there. When God gives us something, he doesn't just necessarily bring it to us on a silver platter and say, here it is. What he does is give us an opportunity to secure it, to obtain it, to work for it, to fight for it, to labor hard for it, and he gives us the strength to do that. But if we're going to have it, if we're going to have this blessing of God, we've got to be willing to put out the effort, to put out strenuous effort. Don't forget that. And Moses said it isn't right that your brethren should go over there and face the enemy and conquer the land of Canaan by themselves, and you just sit over here on the east side and enjoy your possession in this territory that has already been conquered. The inhabitants have already been driven out. They've already been defeated by everybody, by the whole 12 tribes, and now you're going to take that land that has already been conquered and say, thank you very much. You go over there and get yours. We've already got ours. Nope, not that way. And they said, no, 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 no. In other words, Moses said, you can't have this land. You've got to cross on over and fight with the rest of them. And they said, that's not what we were asking for. Our men are willing and glad to go over and fight and to obtain the land of Canaan for the 12 tribes of Israel. But this is the territory we'd like to have. Would it be all right if we would settle our wives and children down here in this eastern territory, and then we, the men, the soldiers, will go over and engage in the battle. We'll share in the fight. And then when the battle is over, we'll come back and join our families over here. And Moses said, all right, that's acceptable, but if you fail to do what you promised, if you fail to stand with your brethren in the battle, these words, be sure your sin will find you out. That's the context in which that well-known phrase is found in the Bible. If you fail to stand with the people of God when you ought to stand with the people of God, you can be sure your sin will find you out. You will not enjoy your inheritance. You will not enjoy protection and safety. You will not enjoy the fruits of your cowardice. If you fail to stand with the people of God when you ought to be there battling with them, you can be sure your sin will find you out. Don't be guilty of deserting the people of God, particularly in the hour of battle. Those people who were unwilling to stand with Paul, who should have, were not rewarded for doing so, were not blessed for doing so, were undoubtedly required to pay a penalty for their cowardice. When Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:16, in my first defense, no one stood with me but all forsook me, may it not be charged against them. He's praying that it will not be, but there's nothing to indicate here that it was not. We're not told here that God answered Paul's prayer in this regard. Be sure your sin will find you out, your sin of failing to stand with the man of God. You're failing to stand with the people of God who are standing alone and facing persecution and having all the scorn of the world coming down upon them, and you're not willing to stand with them. All that is required of you at this time is just to simply be identified with them. You don't have to do anything. They've already done it. but just stand beside them and let it be known that you are on their side, not on the world's side. You believe in what they're saying. You know that that's the truth. You're not accepting the lies that have been fostered. But you see, many times lies have been said about the people of God. And sometimes, far too many times, other people of God are willing to believe the lies of the enemies of God against the servants of God when they should know better. Be sure your sin will find you out. Well, I know he's a courageous man, but he's not a perfect man, and he's done this and hasn't done that, and I don't know if I want to really stick my neck out for him or not. Well, Paul wasn't a perfect man either, and there hasn't been any perfect man on the face of God's earth except the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, even the disciples of Christ forsook him in his hour of trial, and he had done nothing wrong. So, of course, you can find justification for deserting Paul or any other man of God if that's what you're looking for. But quit looking for justifications. Quit looking for excuses. Instead, act like a man. Take your stand. Stand up for truth. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for those who are willing to stand for righteousness. Don't be guilty of deserting the people of God when the battle is hot. Wasn't it Martin Luther who said something like that? If you desert the place where the battle is hot, then you are a deserter. There's no question about it. It's easy enough to stand for truth where there's no battle going on. Well, I'll stand for truth over here. I'll stand for truth over there. Yes, but this is the particular area of truth that's under attack at the moment. Why aren't you standing over there? That's where you're needed. That's where the battle's on. Standing for truth in an area where the battle was fought and over years ago, there's no commendation for that. Standing for truth over here where nobody's attacking it, there's no commendation for that. The question is, will you stand for truth when it's under assault? Right here, at this place, where the battle's on, where the enemy is waging warfare, where Satan is energizing his people to come down against truth and to come down against the people of God. Are you willing to stand there? If not, be sure your sin, you don't call it that, but that's what God calls it. Be sure your sin will find you out. You're not going to live happily and comfortably and peacefully as you think you will in avoiding the conflict, avoiding the spotlight, avoiding the hostility, avoiding the persecution. Be sure your sin will find you out. May God help us to stand. Take your stand with the Son of God. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win this prize and sailed through bloody seas? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. That's the right attitude. May God help us to have it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.